As I've been saying lately, lots of people are starting to have what I see as awakening experiences. They don't always see it that way. In fact, it feels as though they're going backwards, because in a way, things seem to be getting worse for them. More flat, less excitement, less things to look forward to. But in actual fact, it is an awakening. And what's happening is starting to see things more as they really are, rather than the mind keeps projecting. So there is an awakening happening for many of us now. And as I say, it often looks as though we're going backwards, but it isn't. I'm very happy when I hear people saying that now they feel their life is a bit more flat, or they can't see anything to look forward to, or they can't mix with their usual friends now because they see how asleep they are. To me, that's a sign of waking up. And according to what I understand from Eastern scriptures, it is classical indication of awakening. And there's a phrase for that which I forget at the moment. Confirmatory signs, that's right. So there is an awakening happening, and we need each other, like you that are listening on this now, to keep in touch with people who are in a similar state, by email, by phone, by Skype, by visiting, to talk amongst yourselves what's going on, because something's happening. And you can do it alone, but it's much easier when you've got support of friends saying, oh yes, well that's happening to me as well. And then you see it's not you slipping back. This is a sign of you awakening and starting to see how things really are. And to start with, it's, oh dear, there's nothing to look forward to. All these things that I thought are in actual fact just an illusion. They're a drug. That's right. But as the drugs go off, as you're less drugged, you start to get in touch with the inherent place in you that is its, let's say, its natural drug, another place. Now, this is what I want to share also. What I found is what we're looking for is the old, the flat, the depression, to go away completely and be into a state of bliss. That's how the mind works. It says, if it's not this, then it's that. And my experience is, in a way, nothing changes. And everything changes. The Zen saying, when you wake up, mountains are no longer mountains, rivers are no longer rivers. And then a settling, and mountains become mountains, and rivers become rivers. But not in the same way. They're very different. So, in one way, nothing seems to change. In another way, everything seems to change. Everything seems to change, in another way, nothing seems to change. So the flat and the despondency and all the other things, the anger and the greed and the hopelessness and the helplessness, they're still there on some level. And I think they're still living in the physical form in some way, in the cellular memory. But something else opens up. And this something else is, again, that nobody's managed to describe or explain. This something else wakes up and starts to see the old state separately. It starts to see, yes, that is still there, and I'm no longer attached to it in the old way. That is no longer my complete reality. I have another reality. So in this transition, you need to be very caring, careful and supportive with yourself. You need to look after yourself. You're in a delicate state. You've left the old gross state and you are now entering into a fine, delicate, sensitive state. You need to take care of yourself. You need to listen. Listen to your new messages and respond to that. And as I say, find people who are going through the same thing, so you can share with them, not in an intellectual way, but in a feeling, loving, caring way, supporting each other for this transition. For transition it is. And if you look after this and don't go back and try and hold on to the familiar, the old, you will keep shifting and changing. But here's the thing, you see, this new state is a shifting and changing, and your mind is looking for something new on which to anchor, to say, now, this is it. Well, there isn't an it. So the mind is not very happy about that. There isn't an it. Everything is moving and changing and shifting. Like, I don't know whether you can hear, but the wind in the trees in the background to this. Always moving, always shifting. So just being with this floating, this moving. Now, in this process, you need to keep re-evaluating your life and your situation to see whether it's still appropriate. Or is the old now in the way of the new? And I'm meaning on every single level to keep looking. Not only the what seem to be the big things, say your job and your relationships with friends and partners, not only the big things, but in the tiny things as well. When you get up in the morning, take some time, move more slowly. See what wants to happen. When you go to get dressed, take your time, take a look. Don't just take something out of the wardrobe automatically. Is this garment, is this color in tune with you at the moment? Do you have the colors? Do you have the garments? If not, go and get some. Go and adjust. And you may find you have to discard those as well, because this is a phase and there's another phase coming. But honor the phase you're in. Take a look around you. Even where you're living, your furniture. Is this still appropriate? Big job, eh? But still, adjust. Adjust your life. I used to study the action of the mind out of curiosity, and also because I was in a high level of advertising, so I was looking all the time how people's minds are affected by everything, just literally everything. What we hear, what we sense, what we see, everything has an effect. When people come onto the land here, and even more when they walk into the house, even what we will call rough, basic tradespeople, the plumbers, when they come, they stop. And they say, oh, you have a beautiful place here. But what they're sensing is not just a beautiful place. Yes, it is a beautiful place. But we take care. We're looking. All the time, we're tuning it as though it's a painting. And we're looking at everything. In the house, everything is the same. You see, if you walk into an untidy house, and you're an untidy person, you don't notice the untidiness. But your brain does. Your brain is looking for a certain order, a certain balance in things. Everything, every item has its place in each moment, as so do you. If you get sensitive and tune in, when you come to sit down and be quiet with yourself, you'll find there's a premium spot in your house or in your garden. Somewhere there'll be a place where when you sit, you feel more in tune, more relaxed, more settled than in other places. There are places like that on the planet. They're called vortexes. Some of them bring a peace, and some of them are very invigorating. You get peace in the buildings that the Sufis designed in Europe, the big cathedrals, in the Taj Mahal, inside the pyramid, and various places around the world. And you've got a place in your house, on your land, in your life, where if you're really sensitive and go there, you'll find something happens to you. There's an alignment, attunement, almost like feeling blessed. When you come into an untidy house, the untidiness does affect your brain. It does. Your brain is trying to tidy things up. Even if you're an untidy person, there is a balance, an equilibrium attempting to happen. If you start looking at your house, your apartment, where you live, with this new awareness, you'll find, oh, that doesn't belong there anymore. It might only be just a few centimeters to one side or the other, or backwards or forwards, but you'll find everything has a place. It's not just being eccentric. There's a place for everything. It's happy there. And sometimes, after it's been happy, it wants to be moved. It's a matter of being in tune with everything around. Once you have your living space like that, you'll find you enter into a new level of consciousness, a new harmony. The harmony within blends with the harmony without. When you start to get into this harmony, what you're going to find is a little unfortunate, because when you leave your beautiful harmonious space, you're going to find just how chaotic it is out there, and you're going to be more affected by it. It's going to be harder to go out of your space, harder to go into town, harder to go into those stores that have ridiculous music playing, and the traffic and the noise and the busy minds. And you'll find when you're out there doing what you need to do, part of you is just looking to go back home and walk in through the door into that peace, that new state that you've created for yourself, not only inside, but outside as well. So what this comes to is honoring what's happening to you. Something is happening. You wouldn't be listening to this if something wasn't happening. Something is happening. Tune into it, honor it, take care of it, look after it, with yourself and also with your friends. Meet regularly and talk about what's going on, you know, on a feeling level, on a caring level, and start taking care of finer and finer things. The mind often says, oh, you're just being too fussy, you're just... Now, listen to the new energy, not the old mind. The old mind is actually the voices from your past, from people who were not happy. And you're entering in a new stage. State, a new stage. You are entering a new phase. And the more you tune into this phase and take care of it, the more sweet and gently will be the transition. It is happening. Take care.